WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. World leaders reacting to the death of Pope Francis. King Charles says he will be remembered for his compassion. French President Macron says he wanted the church to bring joy and hope to the poorest people. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers has more.
Vice President J.D. Vance met with Pope Francis just yesterday in Rome. He posted on social media this morning, "My heart goes out to the millions of Christians all over the world who loved him. I was happy to see him yesterday, though he was obviously very ill." Pope Francis met with President Biden at the Vatican in 2021 and with President Trump there in 2017. President Obama welcomed him to the White House in 2015 during his trip to the United States. On that visit, he became the first pope to address a joint session of Congress. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Francis, the first Latin American-born pope, was elected after Benedict stepped down in 2013. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. New data confirms Wisconsin had the highest voter turnout in the nation in November. It takes a while to get all this data from every state, not just from the election itself, but good estimates of how many people are eligible to vote. Now, Minnesota often gets the number one spot, so we can call this an upset. Ann Jacobs, chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Wisconsin had the highest turnout in the nation of voting eligible population at 76.64%, beating the previous leader, Minnesota, who had 76.35%. I did inquire, no axes involved. We will not be receiving one, but I wanted to thank our Wisconsin folks for their amazing turnout in November.
Our previous state record turnout was set in 2004. But last fall was the highest we've seen in Wisconsin since 1948. And part of that can be attributed to Native turnout. In the spring election a few weeks ago, tribal voters set new records. On the Menominee Reservation, turnout was 80% higher than it was just a year ago in spring 2023. And turnout jumped 60% for both the Red Cliff and Bad River bands of Lake Superior Chippewa. Wisconsin Native Vote organizer Maria Haskins says they've been working to increase turnout for years, and it's working.
With people seeing their peers being more active in the polls and becoming more informed about a lot of these issues is what is really motivating them to go out and cast their ballot, because I think that people are realizing their vote is their voice.
Haskins says turnout has jumped 220% on the Menominee Reservation since 2019. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers beat the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the A's 14-1 to take the series 2-1. 23-year-old right-hander Logan Henderson, making his major league debut on the mound, gave up only 3 hits, 1 run. He struck out 9 over 6 innings.
I don't know if I can sum it up yet. I mean, I'm just super thankful, man. It's accumulation of a lot of hard work and a lot of people that have believed in me, and I just got to thank all my family, friends, and everybody who's helped me get to this position.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
No, he was great. You know, you guys saw it, 6 innings, and yeah, it's the best I've ever seen him throw. I never have watched the success he's had, so it's great to see.
The Brewers on the road tonight in San Francisco. NBA, the Bucks reviewing what went wrong in that 117-98 loss to the Pacers Saturday. Game 2 of the series tomorrow night in Indianapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be breezy with scattered showers, even a thunder shower this morning. Gradual clearing by later this afternoon with a high today in the low 50s. Tonight, mostly clear, mid-30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers. Maybe an isolated thunder shower tomorrow evening with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not Rocket science? You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like security, and you're saying, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to attorney Jim Santel about the legal issues facing the U.S.
And looking ahead, we're going to give away tickets to Trump's impeachment.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wiser.
The accusation of being MS-13 is based on a double hearsay testimony. They never followed up with it. And a detective who weeks later was indicted for sharing confidential information. His legal status, Abrego Garcia's, was approved by the Trump administration in 2019. And every year since then, he has checked in with the Department of Homeland Security. And nobody has said anything about him being a gangbanger.
Yep. That's our new best friend, Jessica Tarloff. And by best friend, we mean she said hi to us at the DNC.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but she said that on Fox News, so yay. Yay for her. Uh-huh. Okay. Hey, 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 speaking of legal
thank
stuff,
God.
Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner.
On a Monday?
30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
Manly Monday. To him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again? MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Oh, my God. Hi, Glenn Kirshner.
Good morning, Steph.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Where do we start today? So, by the way, can I just say, can I start with this? This is to Jessica Tarloff's point about, you know, the actual legal, you know, background in the Garcia case. So Trump posted a photo of himself with the seemingly digitally altered image of the left hand of Kilmer Abrego Garcia. It says MS-13 is spelled out across his knuckles. I mean, not just how despicable this is, but this is like the White House is trying to get involved. I mean, they did that thing where they corrected the New York Times headline. Can't that be used against them in terms of intent? You know.
Yeah, absolutely. All of that will make a showing in these court cases. But Steph, here's the thing. I don't say this flippantly. It doesn't really matter if Abrego Garcia was or was not affiliated with MS-13. I prosecuted people who were accused of committing murder for 22 years. And so what I didn't do was say, well, they're bad guys. They committed murder. Therefore, they don't get their due process rights. This whole thing is a distraction. What we know is that Garcia has never been indicted for anything, convicted of anything, not here, not in El Salvador. So all of this is a sideshow, because whether or not he has gang affiliation, he is entitled to his due process rights, and the administration deprived him of those constitutional rights.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so let's talk about Supreme Court temporarily blocked the Trump administration early Saturday from deporting another group of Venezuelan migrants accused of being gang members. They write the government is directed not to remove any member of the putative class of detainees from the United States until further order of this court. Of course, Thomas and Alito dissented, but talk about what this Supreme Court order means.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And what we didn't know at the time that ruling was being issued at 1 a.m. on Saturday is that, according to NBC News reporting, as bolstered by videotapes, they were taking Venezuelans out of the detention facility in Texas stuffing them onto buses and heading out to the Abilene airport. And it was only when there was judicial intervention, first by Judge Boasberg, insisting that a DOJ lawyer make a dang call and tell me what's going on out there. And then ultimately by the Supreme Court, you know what those buses did? They went past the airport exit, they turned around, and they headed back to the detention facility. So, of course, this had to be done to stop what sure looked like additional constitutional violations by the Trump administration.
Well, you can't assume the Trump administration is doing anything in good faith. I mean, you tweeted about the other judge. Judge finds Trump administration has done nothing to bring Garcia back, moves toward contempt. I mean, this reporting, Glenn, I'm not a lawyer, but all this seems illegal. Venezuelan migrant, one was instructed to sign a removal waiver in English, even though he speaks only Spanish. When he refused to sign, immigration officers told him the waiver was coming from the president and that he will be deported even if he didn't sign it. Another 19-year-old, known as YSM, was told a photograph of him on Facebook showing him in the presence of another person holding a gun proved he was a member of this gang. According to his lawyer, he informed the agents that the gun was a water pistol. I mean, one of the tattoos was an autism awareness tattoo for his younger brother. I mean, this is just egregious, isn't it?
And one was reportedly a misinterpretation of a soccer team tattoo, right? So this is the Trump administration playing unconstitutional games. They're like, oh, we have to give you notice. We'll give it to you in English, even though you can't read English, and we're going to say that satisfies our constitutional obligation to give you notice. Let me tell you, Steph, all of this will come back to bite them. All of this will be exposed in discovery, and they're only digging their own grave deeper and deeper by playing these stupid unconstitutional games.
By the way, layers of illegal here. David says, Senator Chris Van Hollen said Congress didn't authorize the $15 million Trump is spending to ship people to a prison in El Salvador. And again, I keep making the point, Glenn, not only it's not appropriated by Congress, it's not a prison. Nobody there has even been charged with anything, let alone convicted of anything. That is what you call an internment camp or a concentration camp, isn't it?
Yeah, we actually call it false imprisonment, right, which is a variation on kidnapping, because we sent them there. We said detain them, and we're paying to have them imprisoned there. I mean, you know, you might as well violate all of the rights in the Bill of Rights.
So what happens next with the Supreme Court ruling?
So it's anybody's guess. I mean, I think this thing will continue to work its way. Now that there is a stop to these deportations, it will continue to work its way through the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is where it is right now, and probably head right back up to the Supreme Court. But I'm beginning to feel like the tide is turning, Steph, when you have judges like Reagan appointees, Judge Harvey Wilkinson, saying things like, if the Trump administration is allowed to do this to immigrants today, what's to say they're not going to do it to U.S. citizens tomorrow and then their political opponents? And plus, he said the way they're trying to interpret the word facilitate, he said, quote, that would reduce the rule of law to lawlessness. These are hardcore, long-term, stalwart Republican judges. So I feel like maybe the tide is beginning to turn.
Yeah, I hope. I mean, Chris Van Hollen tweeted, it's time for Trump to put up or shut up in court. A federal judge said no evidence before the court connects Albrego Garcia to MS-13 or any other criminal organization. No one is vouching for one man. We are standing up for everyone's right to due process under the Constitution.
That's the whole point. If you're confident in your case, in your facts, in the law, and in your interpretation of the due process rights that we all enjoy, including immigrants, go into court and prove it. But they know they can't. Now, they're playing a PR game, too. I think they want the courts to come out against these deportations. So it gives him, you know, the opportunity to argue, you see, the courts are trying to put you in danger, so don't trust the courts. I mean, that may be part of the game he's playing.
So Tristan Snell, our friend, said one anonymous source says someone's a gang member and that's enough evidence for you. One source is nothing. People lie and falsely accuse folks all the time. That's a reason why the Bible says at least 7 times two or more witnesses should be required to prove a crime. I mean, again, that's the point of due process, right?
Exactly. Get into court, give them their notice and opportunity to be heard, legitimate notice, like, you know, next week we're going to try to deport you. Then you can go to court with your lawyer and make your case as to why you're not eligible to be deported. But the Trump administration, I think they know they will lose if they actually follow the rules of the law and the Constitution. So they're going to try to bypass them.
So let's, the basis of this whole thing, this, what is it called? The Enemies Act, the Alien, whatever.
Alien Enemies Act.
I mean, right. So someone tweeted, the Supreme Court finally decided to stand up for the rule of law with a quick late night order telling the government to stop abusing a 1798 law that authorizes removal of enemy soldiers in wartime to deport U.S. residents without due process. Better late than never, but I fear it may be too late. We'll see. I mean, how is this even? We're obviously not at war, Glenn. I'm not a lawyer.
No.
Can you explain this to me?
We're not at war with a foreign government. We have not had an invasion of the United States by an enemy force. And once those issues are litigated on their merits, we haven't even gotten there because of all these emergency stopgap measures that have to be taken up by the court to put a stop to these unconstitutional deportations. But once we are actually litigating on the merits of whether the Alien Enemies Act applies or not, Trump is going to lose that spectacularly in court. And that's why it is this rush to do things for PR value.
And I think lost in what the Supreme Court said is what the Trump administration actually argued. Talbert Swan said the Trump administration just argued before the Supreme Court that they have the right to arrest any person, U.S. citizen or not, for any reason and send them to a foreign prison anywhere without due process. And America's courts have no jurisdiction to stop them. Let that sink in. I mean, just the arguments are incredible on their face, aren't they?
Yes, Stefan, Justice Sotomayor made this exact point in her separate concurrence in the earlier Supreme Court ruling where, you know, she said essentially the government can kidnap, right? Have no legal cause to take somebody into custody. They could kidnap them, stuff them on a plane, and then pay to have them imprisoned in foreign lands. And then the government can stand up and say, but we don't have any control over those foreign governments, so we can't possibly, you know, bring them back. That falls under the weight of its own frivolity. That is such a ridiculous argument. And it's an argument that hasn't sort of, you know, been met in a trial yet. It will fall apart ultimately. And that's why, as I say, they're rushing to do all this before the courts can weigh in.
Well, you know, as you know, my dad's an old Nuremberg prosecutor, but more than just me has said this. Daily Beast said, what did Hitler do in the Holocaust? He took people from Germany to other countries where there was no German law. I mean, that's what this is, right?
And that's why this is not sustainable. And this is why I think the more of this the Trump administration pulls, the more he is sort of writing his own political obituary. I really believe this is not sustainable because he is turning, you know, wide swaths of the American people against him. He's turning foreign countries against America. And I don't know exactly how this will end. I hope it doesn't end with, you know, the Insurrection Act being invoked, martial law being declared, and soldiers being sent to the streets to do what Trump wanted them to do in the first term. Remember, shoot protesters in the legs. Mm-hmm. I hope that's not how it ends, but this is not sustainable.
Yeah. I swear any one story, any one day would be the end of any normal presidency. But Trump accepted a bribe of $75 million from a crypto bro and dropped an SEC investigation against him in exchange. There it is, a clear bribe, pay to play. I mean, I think Rachel Maddow covered this as well. I mean, Glenn, it's just exhausting wondering, you know, on what front. I mean, this one, E. Jean Carroll, our friend, said, friends, remember that $83 million defamation suit Trump lost? Well, he's appealing it. Guess who he wants to pay for his lawyers? You, the American taxpayer. I mean, it's just, and by the way, isn't that the, you know, the law firms that bent the knee? Isn't those guys that he's going to make try to defend him in this, you know, sexual assault thing that he lost?
We don't know if the agreement that these sniveling, weak, cowardly law firms struck with the Trump administration require them to represent him personally. I mean, in his civil wrongdoing and any future criminal prosecutions that are brought against him as soon as he is run out of office. We have no idea. That highlights the fact that these law firms did American democracy a real disservice by bending the knee. But here's the other thing, Steph. when you talk about these bribes that are being exposed, you know, the Department of Justice, if they don't step up and do something about it, which they won't because, you know, Bondi is basically Trump's consigliere, they are complicit. They are tacitly complicit in not only these crimes, but in the downfall of American democracy. So they might want to check their bar license, think twice, and consider doing the right thing.
Yeah. And Tennessee Holler said Trump is claiming they sent the letter on official letterhead by mistake. He blames Harvard for not realizing it. I mean, but once again, not only is Harvard getting a lot of money and people backing them on this, they would win legally. They're going to win legally if in this.
Yes, it just as all of the law firms that have gone to court and fought his extortionist executive orders have won, and they are winning. That's why everybody has to fight. Nobody should be obeying in advance, because when we fight, we win. Hey, that's catchy. I've heard
that
before.
Okay, one last one real quick is this AP thing. So Judge Trevor McFadden, who handed the AP a victory last week, its effort to end the ban, said it's too soon to say Trump is violating his order, as the AP suggests. Of course they're violating it. The judge said, I don't intend to micromanage the White House. Here we go. I guess he's a Trump appointee, but I'm like, of course they're violating the order, right?
Yeah, when even Judge Trevor McFadden, who has ruled in favor of Trump and Trump issues many, many times, when even he is saying, can you please not do that because it violates the First Amendment, then that's what I say, Steph. It's not sustainable, and he's losing support. He's not winning more support by pulling all this garbage.
Yep. Glenn, so nice to see you on a Monday. Missed you all weekend.
Great to see you, Steph.
All right, I'll see you. Do I get you twice this week? Do I see you Friday?
I'll see you Friday.
Yay!
Yeah.
All right, love you. Goodbye.
Thanks, Glenn.
Love you. See you guys.
Bye-bye.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock.
Oh!
Did you know scammers can literally steal your house right out from under you? Not like Wile E. Coyote, like whoop with a slide whistle. It's actually your title. Did you know that? The FBI calls it house stealing. It's a growing real estate scam targeting American homeowners. When was the last time you checked your home title? If you're like me, the answer is, never. That's what scammers are counting on. Their $1 million triple lock protection. Here's how it helps keep your home and equity safe. You get immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there's any changes. If fraud happens, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud and restore your title at no additional cost. I've teamed up with Home Title Lock to get you a free title history report so you can find out if you've already been a victim and access your personal title expert, a $250 value just for signing up. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. The promo code is Stephanie250. That's HomeTitleLock.com. The promo code is Stephanie250.
You're the most awesome person I have ever known.
Well, second most awesome.
Right. Of course, the first being
Stephanie Miller.
If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My co-hosts love the gummies. I love the relief stick after exercise. Over 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money back guarantee. CB Distillery, the source we trust. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. For a limited time, save 25% off your entire purchase. CB Distillery, promo code Stephanie. CBDistillery.com, promo code is Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Hey, John Fugelsang here. You guys know what's happening to the country, and corporate media is not helping. But when the White House Correspondents' Dinner fires comedians, it's time we take back the mic and brutally mock them in the process. Join me and the Political Voices Network for Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner pay-per-view special on Saturday, April 26th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Not just another comedy show, it's a no-holds-barred takedown of media hypocrisy, political BS, and sanitized news with over a dozen fearless comics and influencers bringing truth, with punchlines, including Hal Sparks, Alonzo Bowden, Trey Crowder, a.k.a. the liberal redneck, Glenn Kirshner, Allison Gill, Brooklyn Dad Defiant, Dino Badala, JoJo from Jurors, TV's Frank Conniff, and many more with special guest Miss Elaine Boozler. Catch the Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner live on April 26th instead of that other thing, or stream it on demand for 2026, because that's a good number to think about. Go to www.meethook.live/not and get your ticket, because when they silence comedians, we get louder.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see. Business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait. Run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
At Serenity Pet Spa, we're more than just a grooming salon. We're changing the industry. From mentoring the next generation of groomers to educating pet owners, we're raising the standards for expert care, safety, and compassion. Because your pet deserves more than just a bath and a trim. They deserve a lifetime of trust. Join us in leading the change. Hear me, Liz Johnston, share my expertise every month on 92.7 WMDX. Serenity Pet Spa, more than just a pet spa. We're changing the industry. Book your appointment today.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Aw, she had a good mic all throughout this performance, unlike last weekend at Coachella.
Oh, Lady all right. Gaga. At least we know the mic is on.
Yeah. Exactly. Poor Gaga. Lady Gaga.
All right, we have Hal Sparks coming up. How exciting is that?
Yeah.
Golden Gate Blonde, I'm with you. I've said this before. This whole administration, she says, is like when they shut off the containment unit in Ghostbusters. It is true. Who can we call? Nobody.
Any Potts?
Okay. Art says there was an investigation of an outbreak of E. coli in 15 states that RFK Jr. buried, and now the Trump administration and the FDA want to end most of the routine food safety inspections. These people are not making America healthy. Enjoy your unregulated diarrhea.
Well, yeah. Isn't okay, most diarrhea unregulated? You can't regulate that stuff.
Not really. That's the whole point.
Yeah, right.
This is a conversation that actually happened in the Oval Office last week. We didn't get to. Because I do claim that this is, I'm not exactly sure how many brain cells a day he's killing all of us, but just by talking.
All right.
Woman in the Oval Office. It's an ice fishery, and it's been around since the early 1900s. Trump. So it's been around for millions of years.
Oh, boy.
See? Didn't several more brain cells just die? I'm just saying, I understand him being stupid, but do we have to have the stupidest human in the history of mankind? Do we have to have the stupidest one? Okay. Oh, I was just saying, I wish I had a MAGA hat because I'm playing Marjorie Taylor Greene this week. Right. Frances is on her way over to get the Jasmine Crockett wig. We got some stuff planned for the Not the White House Correspondents Dinner, which will be airing this Saturday.
That's right.
Where do we get it?
PoliticalVoicesNetwork.com.
Fantastic. And also a cast of thousands. Here, Art says, here's the alleged Florida State University school shooter, Phoenix Eichner, wearing a MAGA hat. Going to keep trying to gaslight everyone MAGA? Yeah, I guess they are. They're still claiming he's a leftist? Is that it? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Here's
they've moved off of Phoenix Eichner, and they've moved over to crapping on the Pope.
Oh, because that's what Jesus would do.
Uh huh.
Okay, we'll talk about that more next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. UW students will pay more next semester. The Board of Regents has approved price increases for room and board and other fees. That's for campuses all over the state. The State Journal did the math, and on average, yearly costs will rise about $300. UW-Madison's increase will be $363. Depending on how the federal funding situation plays out, it seems like tuition increases could also be possible. And we now know who will speak at the UW-Madison graduation ceremonies. Jason Gay will give the commencement address for all students this spring. He's a columnist and writer for the Wall Street Journal and a proud Badger. He graduated in 1992. While normally journalists have to be objective in their reporting, he's known for writing pieces like "The Badgers Must Beat Michigan and Save the World." Spring commencement is May 10th. And we're just 3 days out from the start of the NFL draft. Here's Lisa Hale.
It started 10 years ago when the Green Bay Packers first told the NFL they wanted to host the draft event at Lambeau Field. Now it's just days away.
They raised the roof on the draft theater last week and everything's starting to fill in. It's really amazing. The energy and electricity is exciting.
That's Aaron Popke, Director of Public Affairs for the Green Bay Packers.
It's just exciting to have it be here. We unveiled a countdown clock last May and it was 345 days out. I remember looking at the countdown clock and like, holy smokes, we got some time. And now we, you know, going to the office every day, seeing that, and it's, you know, down into the double digits and it's on top of us.
The draft takes place Thursday, April 24th through Saturday, April 26th.
That's Lisa Hale reporting. Undoubtedly, people are already starting to make their way to Wisconsin. Organizers are expecting 250,000 people. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be breezy with scattered showers, even a thunder shower this morning. Gradual clearing by later this afternoon with a high today in the low 50s. Tonight, mostly clear, mid-30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers. Maybe an isolated thunder shower tomorrow evening with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Hey, hon, have you been to Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with the giant windows
that open. Yeah. And they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love Sugar River
Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? You need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the price of a barrel of oil is down. Good for consumers, bad for suppliers. Mr. Global will explain it all. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Campaign.
That mistakenly deporting Albrego Garcia to one of the most inhumane and dangerous prisons in the world had exposed him to harms that shock the conscience. I'm sorry, shocks the what now? Oh, the little voice in my head, I strangled that sucker a long time ago. It screamed, it's wrong to kill me, but once it was gone, I'm telling you, nothing was ever wrong again.
Stephen Colbert, fantastic. Okay, oh, you said Fox News has moved on to what now? Slamming the Pope for something?
Yeah, Brian Kilmeade took shots at Pope Francis this morning over his reverence for Joe Biden and for his worshiping at the church of Anthony Fauci.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. Okay, got it. Right, because I was asking about the it's just the shooting suspect in Florida State. Mm-hmm. I get that's all been focused on his he had a bad childhood, so yeah. Okay. Suspect in Florida State University that left two people dead, injured six, had shared bigoted and misogynistic views during meetings of a local political club. He would go on diatribes about how he hated the feminist movement, members of the gay LGBTQ community, people of color, and immigrants. He said multiculturalism and communism are destroying America, said one student. The suspect once referred to those who protested after George Floyd's murder and during Israel's war in Gaza as dirty rats. He would also joke that white people are the superior race. He defended Russia's invasion of Ukraine, supported the far-right alternative for the Germany party. He was sort of like the MAGA ringleader in the group. So nothing on Fox News about all this, about this
no.
guy? No?
Nope.
The MAGA hat guy?
Nope.
Okay. Just curious. But the Pope is the bad guy this morning?
The Pope is a wacko liberal.
Mm-hmm. Apparently.
Mm-hmm. Was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe
okay.
Rest in peace.
Also, Britain tweets, today Fox News invited Rod Blagojevich to slander Kilmar Abrego Garcia. As you recall, he was impeached on 114-1, removed from his position of governor of Illinois, prohibited from ever holding office again, sentenced to 14 years in prison. Sounds like a potential deportee. Oh, wait, Trump pardoned him in 2020. Yes, Trump's affection for crooks is bipartisan, I will say. So good they had that guy. Audrey said, can someone explain which crimes get you deported and which ones get you elected president? It's so confusing.
Oh, that made the baby laugh.
Yeah. It did make the baby laugh.
Some giggles, yeah.
Randy in California. Hello, Randy.
Hi, love you all.
Love you.
I got these threats from the White House or to Maine. The USDA froze Maine school meals fundings. The DOJ cuts Maine corrections grants. USDA threatened to halt Maine university funds. Yep. Department of Commerce cut Maine sea grant funding. Government declares Maine guilty of violating Title IX, and Trump demands a full-throated apology from the governor.
My God.
And I guess California and Minnesota are also under threat. For not bending the knee.
It's just governing by bullying. All of it. It's just from tariffs on down. He's just... Keith Boykin said the White House is openly mocking a U.S. Supreme Court order to facilitate the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia from El Salvador. If the Supreme Court does not stop this, it is a useless and powerless institution at the mercy of dictatorship, and the rule of law in America is officially dead. We'll see. As Glenn was saying, hopefully we're turning the corner here because I obviously they can't trust him, right?
Right, right.
Jacoby said, JFC, Trump is now posting doctored photos of Garcia's hand tattoos to support his lie that he's a member of MS-13. Again, to Glenn's point, that's evidence of intent in the case against the administration. So,
Do we even know that they were Garcia's hands? I mean, they could have been in the hands of really anybody.
Well, they showed the pictures side by side with Chris Van Hollen, and he has nothing.
Okay. Right, right.
So they
were someone else's hands.
Right, right. Or was just photoshopped in, like idiot, like he sharpies things. MS-13 just written across his knuckles, moron. Okay. Ginger says the White House social media account doesn't believe a ruling from the Supreme Court should be followed. This is where we're at, folks. I mean, and mocking, right? They're doing like mocking, fixed it for you, New York Times, and never coming back, and blah blah blah. Once again, going to attend. What you call it. Covey again says Kilmar Abrego Garcia came to the U.S. to save his life and was under a protection order granted by an immigration judge, which prevented him from being deported to El Salvador because he could be killed. Phoenix Eichner is the 20-year-old white boy who shot up a school, killing two people and injured six others. Guess which one maggots are calling a terrorist? I'll just let you fill in your own blanks here. Okay. And to our point about these the side-by-side photo ops that the White House tweeted. Kayla said, has the Trump administration ever invited parents of kids murdered at school to the White House to speak out against school shooters? Or do they just invite people who can help them demonize entire ethnicities? Of course not. He will never mention this MAGA shooter kid in Florida, nope. Right? Yeah, and by the way, Katie, I didn't even get to this one. Katie Fang tweeted, there are indicators that after 15 minutes of accounts being created by Doge, somebody or something tried to access it from Russia with the right password, and that happened over 20 times, said the chief legal counsel at the whistleblower aide on Doge's alleged mishandling of sensitive data. I hope this, Chris, this story does not go away, because this is a pretty huge story. We're having Eric Swalwell on Friday, correct, this week?
I mean, yes, we are.
God willing.
He's on the calendar.
Okay. He's a tough get, as they say in the business.
Yes, he is.
All right. And just one last one to the point about we keep saying we're not fighting for one guy. We're fighting for all of our rights. But there's a different story every day. In this one in Florida, Juan Carlos Lopez Gomez is being held in the Leon County Jail, charged with illegally entering Florida as an unauthorized alien. Lopez Gomez is a U.S. citizen born in the United States. He showed his U.S. birth certificate in court. The judge held him in jail anyway. This is absolute fascism. They are coming for all non-white U.S. citizens next. There you go. Tanya in Ohio. Hey, Tanya.
Hey, Stephanie. Stephanie, you know what's going to happen, and I hate it for us because it's going to happen to Americans. They're going to sue the bejesus out of us. And you know who's going to have to pay for that? Us.
Us.
And that is
taxpayers.
Yeah. Taxpayers are going to have to pay for all those people going to Venezuela, and we pay in Venezuela for that. Also, Oath Keepers is a gang. Proud Boys is a gang. So what's the difference in a Black Panther or M6 if they're not doing anything that you could put them in jail for? What? They fund gangs have been in America forever. And I just hate it for us because we are the ones who always get caught in the payment. Mm-hmm. That's going to be put on us. These tariffs on us. Everything comes back to the taxpayer.
Yep.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Absolutely. No, and also, as Chris Van Hollen said, that's the original thing. Congress didn't appropriate this money to pay El Salvador.
Nope.
Midas Touch, our friends, our buddies, our pals, they said this is easily the worst first 100 days of any administration ever, just a complete and total failure by all objective metrics. What a disaster.
We're not even at 100 days yet. Oh,
we're
my 90, God.
We're at 90-something. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It feels like 3 years.
Some more Senator Van Hollen Friday.
You know, I mentioned the fake margarita scandal. They actually wanted to have the meeting by the side of the pool, right, in the hotel. Just, right, I mean, this is a guy who's been in CCOT. This is a guy who's been detained. They want to create this appearance that life was just lovely for Kilmer, which, of course, is a big, fat lie.
Yeah. Christopher, who said revolutions are born from the flames of injustice?
George Washington.
No, that was Paul Revere.
Same era. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now we're on a roll.
Who said you can have all the eggs you want? We have too many eggs. In fact, if anything, the prices are getting too low.
James Madison.
No, that was a really bad guess. That would be Donald Trump just Friday.
That's kind of the farthest thing from give me liberty or give me death.
Right? Trump said the cost of it. Yeah, it's too low now. That's
eggs are too low.
He said egg prices are down 87%, but no one talks about that. You know why no one talks about that?
Because they're not.
Correct.
Because I still pay $10 for 18 eggs.
I was at the grocery store yesterday. That's a big, fat lie. Uh-huh.
You can have all the eggs. You watch. We have too many eggs. In fact, if anything, the prices are getting too low. I just wanted you to know that the prices are down. The price of eggs went up to $6.23 per dozen in March. It was $5.90 in February. January is $4.95. That would be up.
I remember when a dozen eggs was less than $2.
Chris, who said, by the way, prices are down, groceries, as we say, down, eggs, which you hit me so hard, I'll never forget the first day week in office, they were screaming about eggs, and I said, what's going on with eggs? They were doubling and tripling. I said, I just got here. They were like double, triple, and you couldn't get any. They said, you won't have eggs for Easter. Well, now you can have all the eggs you want.
Patrick Henry.
No.
Oh.
Stupid Orange Hitler again.
Oh.
I... Somebody, I mentioned this. Oh, by the way, Ron Filipowski said the same thing I did Friday. He said virtually every number or statistic Trump throws out on any subject, polls,
wrong.
Election results, casualty figures, immigration, taxes, spending, economic, gas or food prices, 95% of the time he uses a number for anything. Mm-hmm. It is patently false and wildly exaggerated in his favor. I can't. Why do they cover these? I get that he's the president. I don't understand why they just cover him talking and talking in the Oval Office. Cause I'm screaming at my TV, just like, no, 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 lie, lie, no.
But who are you talking about right now?
Trump.
Okay.
Shut up.
Why are you covering him?
Mikola says, in 100 years, the underground educators will teach about the time Russia quietly colonized the United States, but its citizens and elected leaders were too busy upholding white supremacy to notice or care.
Yep.
Thank you. Well, I have to point out that he's lying.
Okay. So does the rest of the media.
God. Okay, Chris Van Hollen again.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, right.
My whole point here is if you deprive one man of his constitutional rights, you threaten the constitutional rights of everybody. I would hope that all of us would understand that principle. I'm not vouching for the individual. And if you threaten the rule of law for one person, you threaten it for everybody in America.
Thank you. And one more, Representative Greg Cesar of Texas.
These issues aren't just about immigration. They are about the civil liberties and the basic rights of every single American. We do not have a king in the United States of America, and that protects all of our rights. So we should all be concerned.
Yeah, exactly. And Jamie Raskin, our friend, of star of stage screen, sexy did little
The Supreme
DC.
Court said in the Steele seizure case in 1952, the president derives his powers only either from the Constitution explicitly or from an act of Congress giving the president the power. And Congress certainly has never given the president the power to relocate prisoners to foreign countries. And there's nothing in the Constitution that remotely vests that power in the president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Chris.
Okay, let's give this another shot.
Who said, I know Zelensky very well, and I know Putin very well, even better. And I had a very good relationship, very good with both of them. I'll have the deal done in one day. Who said that on July 6, 2023?
Teddy Roosevelt.
No, that's a horrible, horrible guess again. Oh. That would be Orange Hitler once again.
Yeah, both Republicans.
Huh? Right. By the way, Adam Kinzinger tweeted, Ukraine is beating Russia, sinking their fleet without a navy, killing 800,000-plus invaders, holding the line for 3 years. Donald Trump wants to save Putin. He won't say Russia is the aggressor. Let's be clear, there'd be a ceasefire if Russia just stopped firing. Or if they sent my negotiator, the lady from the Heat, to just tell Russia to...
You go now!
Yeah, right. I don't know what it's called, but that lady, that's all they need. Just you get out now.
You get out now.
Right. Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Okay.
Heat?
Is it called the Heat?
I think the Heat is in the title somewhere.
All right. Okay, 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by my pals at Native Path, Path Collagen. Right? Made up with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. Those are the two most important types that make up about 90% of the collagen in your body. This is good for your cartilage, your bones, your skin, your hair, your nails, your gut, and more. Good for your digestion. I'm telling you, I put it right in my coffee every morning. It's a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners. Third-party tested for heavy metals. Not that kind. It's completely flavorless. Put it in your coffee, your smoothie, what have you. Native Path Collagen is a peptide formula, which means it's more bioavailable, absorbed more easily by the body, and no clumping. And best of all, Native Collagen offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Go now to GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
No, you know where to find the boys and the booze.
When was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never.
Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink, as well as the food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you're suffering from a buildup of toxins? If you're experiencing low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation, then those are all telltale signs. So, how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts, but what you really need is Active Liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try Active Liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active Liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com. 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This message is sponsored by WiskCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiskCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiskCaregiver.com.
Really long time. I guess it's no longer problematic.
We forgot why.
Stephanie Miller.
It's vaguely rapey.
Yeah, right? A little misogynistic. A little smoke in her face.
Well, I mean, misogynistic. It's kind of a fun misogyny, I guess.
Yeah, it's got a good beat, so who cares?
I'm a woman. I'm not offended by it.
Right? Yeah, my feminism goes out the window.
Oh, yeah.
This will be my Christy Gnome hat I'll be wearing when I play Christy Gnome this week. Chris and I have devised a very dark comedy skit for Saturday. And then this is Frances Callier's on her way over to pick up her Jasmine Crockett wig.
I'm a part of that.
I will be playing Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I'm going to be a part of that dark skit, aren't I?
Yes, you are going to be barely clothed part of that very dark.
Great. I'm in my fat era. Thanks.
You are not.
What?
And this is Bella's cowboy hat. See?
Yes.
My dad's
yes.
got a barn. Let's mm-hmm. put on a show.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. Speaking of which,
did you wear that at Coachella this weekend? Did you end up going?
No, I did not go to Coachella. It was a little too. It was a lot of money to drop on a dime like that,
yes,
and
yes.
then the drive, etc. But next year, I'm going.
And apparently, it's really, really windy and dusty out
You're
there.
You're getting older. Yes. You're getting old. Just hanging out with us.
That's too far to drive. I'm gonna stay
I'd
up.
I'd rather be cuddled in bed watching my stories.
Brian Tyler Cohen said, I will gladly use my platform to elevate the fighters. Chris Van Hollen for risking his life to meet with Alberto Garcia in El Salvador. Cory Booker for going 25 hours to shine a spotlight on Trump and Musk's corruption. Brian Schatz for blocking 300 Trump appointees. Bernie Sanders and AOC for rallying hundreds of thousands of Americans. Gavin Newsom for suing Trump over his tariffs. Stop doing politics as usual. Take big swings. Find ways to break through. We're desperate for fighters, for brawlers. Mm-hmm. Hear, hear.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Jasmine Crockett? Okay. I'm doing skits with just wigs what? Now.
Were you doing a Sunday?
Okay. Oh, tariff news. The hits keep coming. Mack Trucks announces 350 layoffs at their Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania plant, citing tariffs in the county that voted deep, deep red. Here is Representative Chris Pappas of Democrat of New Hampshire, Ontario.
What I'm hearing from small businesses is that things are getting more expensive. 88% of small businesses import products in order to sell them to customers or to make something else that they're delivering to customers right here in America. So that's making things more expensive. It's a huge tax, not only on our small businesses, but on the American public.
Mm-hmm. Hear this one. Luke Russert said, I don't think people realize how big a deal Trump nuking the USA tourism industry is for budget. So many cities rely on hotel yep. taxes, port fees, etc. Domestic tourism cannot make up the difference.
I keep saying, I have a lot of friends in Palm Springs that depend on Canadian tourism, especially yeah. at this time of year, and yeah. their business is being decimated.
Yeah,
currently.
And it's not down just a little.
No.
I think for the summer season, it's down 70%
yeah.
from Canada.
Yeah.
Okay. IG says, hey, the son of a far right son of a cop shot up a school, but I think there's a male to female long jumper in Iowa that we got to deal with if we truly want to protect these kids. Thank you. That was some snark, but also
true. Appropriate.
Thank you. Brandon says, in case you missed it, I did miss this. Tesla is being sued for allegedly hacking the odometers to speed up the cars hitting 50,000 miles so they can avoid having to honor their warranties because, of course. All right, is there anyone that's not... I don't know, corrupt, grifting in some way. Art says, MAGA's new cope about the FSU shooter, Phoenix Eichner, being a registered Republican, Trump supporting MAGA, is that being bullied apparently justifies being a mass shooter. Absolutely vile. It's weird. They don't give that same grace to kids of color, do
nope.
they?
No.
Maybe
he was bullied because he's
yeah.
crazy.
Chris and I and many of us were bullied, and somehow, weirdly, it managed to get through almost our entire adulthoods without shooting anybody thus far.
Yeah, it's not that hard, but, yeah. you know.
Yeah. Kasim Rashad says that the murderous Florida mass shooter Phoenix Eichner was brown or an immigrant, then MAGA would run wild demonizing him and mm-hmm. calling to deport anyone who criticizes America. But because Eichner is a white male son of a cop, he is arrested alive, and MAGA outlets run sympathy articles for his rough childhood on how he struggled with mental health. Okay, and one last one from the Daily Beast. Speaking of my Christy Noem sketch, Ice Barbie is reportedly a source of amusement inside the White House, with officials mockingly circulating clips of her TV appearances. This is inside the Pentagon, the leaks about what a complete mess it is under Pete Hegseth, right? They know these are clowns, even within this administration. And you know who points that out better than anybody?
Who?
Hal Sparks.
Oh, my God.
Next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Film Festival Program Director Kirsten Larson, and Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison discusses their new lineup. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Pope Francis, dead at the age of 88. He has been the head of the Catholic Church since March of 2013 when he was elected to replace Pope Benedict and was the first pope born outside of Europe since the 8th century, the first ever from Latin America. ABC's Marcus Moore was just at the Vatican on Easter Sunday when Francis made an appearance.
Leading up to Easter Sunday Mass and Holy Week, there had been so many questions about whether the Pope would be able to participate because he had been so ill. He spent 5 weeks at Rome's Gemelli Hospital receiving treatment for pneumonia in both of his lungs. And everything that we have learned since is that it was so serious.